Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kalani and Conrad with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Outback Queensland is now the home to the discovery of a prehistoric crime scene. The fossilized remains of an ichthyosaur, pterosaur, and chronosaurus were found. Or in less scientific terms, a marine reptile ate a flying dinosaur and was later then consumed by what would become a T-Rex of the ocean, a free-tier predator interaction. Associate researcher Matt White of the University of New England stated, quote, "It is an extraordinary find. It will attract scientists from all over the world. Questions remain surrounding the exact series of events that led to this." As White stated, quote, "What happened in the exact terms of the event, we don't know. But that's half the exciting thing of paleontology."
Every year, 5,000 Australians report magpie attacks, but Brisbane resident Callum Graves won a 15,000 literary prize writing about the birds and their attacks. Graves wrote a 4,669-word story named The Magpies Have Unionized, winning the 2026 Furphy Literary Prize on Saturday during a ceremony at the Shepparton Art Gallery. The story talks about magpies tired of labels such as aggressive and sky bastards, demanding an apology from the local council. The characters are a council worker, a mother who becomes a mediator for the birds, and her daughter who fears magpies. In an email, the magpies write to council, quote, "We reject these characterizations. We are not aggressive. We are parents." Graves, 41, said he felt bad for magpies, often painted as aggressors, as humans invade their space. Graves drew inspiration from this story during his stay in Germany, where he noticed government bureaucracy and the lack of birdsong.
In national news, a new saliva test available in France and the UK is providing diagnosis for endometriosis. However, Australian researchers are wanting more real-world evidence prior to a global rollout. A spokeswoman on the behalf of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Maria Druitt, has called it a, quote, "great first step." However, quote, "we would love there to be more tests that are safer and cheaper and easier for people to access." The French study resulted in 2,500 women later that year in the UK to have 3-month period trials to test the efficacy rate. However, director of Gini Fertility in Melbourne, Alex Polikov, stated that it is, quote, "not particularly helpful in a clinical setting as, quote, it's a probability test and, quote, not really designed as a diagnostic test."
A collaboration of universities from New Zealand and Australia produced a clinical trial that marked vital steps to easing kidney dialysis shortfall. Peritoneal dialysis is an option for patients whose kidneys can no longer function effectively without aid. In hospital, kidney dialysis systems are at the limit, with urgent action needed to keep patients out of the hospital. The treatment can be self-administered at home following training from a healthcare professional. The universities tested whether or not peritoneal dialysis program could reduce infections. Results presented it as an effective option to ease the load on struggling hospital-based dialysis units. D. Little Access Economics estimates this step could save Australian taxpayers $67,750 per patient annually compared with hospital-based dialysis. It is estimated that dialysis demands will increase 42% by 2030.
In international news, investigators in Europe have come forward and said that the world's biggest crypto exchange, Binance, has made it much more difficult to track down scammers and solve other crimes. Binance has quietly changed how it cooperates with law enforcement in many countries, frustrating investigators who say the company has made it harder to combat money laundering. The new policy is a bit of a 180 for Binance, as the company has tried to clean up its act after years of legal problems. But since April last year, Binance has required law enforcement to route certain requests to foreign government agencies. Binance is one of the companies that President Trump has embraced, with the president easing scrutiny of crypto companies just as his family's crypto startup forged a business relationship with Binance.
For your weather today, Brisbane is clear. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire dangerous moderate, and make sure to wear your sunscreen. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners